40 Irish children have been identified as victims of online child sexual exploitation this year through investigations involving Gardaí and Interpol. Most of the material identified was self-generated, leading Gardaí to warn children and young people never to share explicit images of themselves online. Our reporter Laura Hogan is at Garda headquarters, where, Laura, Gardaí have been giving details of this operation they've been carrying out, Operation Catch.
That's right, Brian. Well, Gardaí in Divisional Protective Services units around the country carried out operations last week as part of a UN campaign of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And as part of that and Operation Catch, as you say, they carried out targeted search operations in several counties across the country, seizing devices from numerous addresses for further forensic examination. And Superintendent Ian Lackey from the Garda National Protective Services Bureau briefed the media on these operations today, and he said he hopes that they will lead to more searches and arrests.
As a result of those searches that were carried out in Limerick, Dublin, Wicklow and Galway, we have recovered a number of devices that we will now take and have them further analysed, which will lead to further searches and hopefully will lead to arrests of individuals in relation to possession and distribution of that material.
Laura, Gardaí also spoke about the role of internationally acquired intelligence in all of this.
Yes, that's right. So Gardaí are working with many international agencies to identify child victims of online exploitation and also to detect those people who are involved in the possession, production and distribution of such material. So Gardaí, working with Interpol this year, were able to identify 40 Irish child victims of online child sexual exploitation. And images of these children ended up on the radar of Interpol somehow, who then shared them with Gardaí, who then had to verify two things: that they were in fact children and that they were here in Ireland. So once Gardaí were able to do that, they then were able to get in contact with the children, their families and Tusla as well. And Gardaí saying today that the welfare of the children in these cases is very much their priority. So Superintendent Ian Lackey said that the children are from all over the country. They're under 16. In some cases, they are very young and they're predominantly female. And he also spoke of how much of the material involved in these cases is self-generated by children themselves and shared peer to peer. And so many of the suspects involved in these cases are children themselves, and Gardaí say they're also supporting them as well. But they were reminding everyone, including children and young people today, that sharing these types of explicit images and material of children is an offence. And he warned children and young people never to do this of themselves or others, and also had some advice for parents as well.
Number one, to be extremely aware when your child is using the internet, whether on a laptop or via phone. Be aware of what they're doing. You wouldn't allow them to speak to a stranger outside the house. So you have to be extremely aware. If you notice anything differently about them, that they're being a little bit more secretive, or they suddenly appear to have an older boyfriend or girlfriend, or have money that they didn't, there's no source of, are they spending more and more time online than on their device? These are possible signals, you know, that you need to examine it further.
Detective Superintendent Ian Lackey ending that report from Laura Hogan.